And he said this, but thou shalt meditate therein. Where? In the, what you read, what you're speaking. You not only speak, meditate in it. How long? What time does it leave for something else? Because that other stuff that's from the world of darkness, it has nothing good for you. So why would you waste your time fooling around with something that's going to tear you down and destroy you and make you become, start speaking and acting against God? God is your friend. God is your father. God is your provider. God is the greatest friend you could ever have. Don't ever speak against him. And don't speak against his body. No matter what the enemy said, don't you speak against him. Because that's God himself. We are the body of Christ. And you talk against somebody, you're talking against Jesus. Amen. It's one thing to pray for somebody. It's one thing to sit down and talk things over. But just to go out and talk about another member of the body, you're talking about Jesus. He said, those words you speak will condemn you. But if you put these words in, this book of the law shall not depart from out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate, how long? Therein, day and night. For what reason am I meditating in them? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that are written therein. I'm looking to find out what to do, and I will find out what to do according to what is written therein. Not what John said, not what Sue said, but what God said. Hallelujah. Well, and when I find out and do according to all that are written therein, he says, for then, not before. But once you find out what is written therein, once you learn, he said, you find out what's written therein, he said, and then, not before, then, hallelujah, for then thou shalt make thy way prosper. Thou shalt have good success. You can say poverty, see you later. Fear and doubt, bye-bye. Trouble, you will not rule me any longer. You can't keep money out of my pocket. You can't keep healing out of my body. You can't keep strength out of me, because the greater one has made his home in me. And I have learned from the word that the greater one is living in me right now. No matter how I feel in opposite of what the word has said, I still say with my mouth what the word says when my body is telling me, you're weak, you're insufficient, you can't do it, you don't measure up. But I say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I overcome. These are words. I overcome. How you overcome? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. How? By the blood. What happened? The blood washed me. Cleansed me. So clean that sin can't be found in me. In you. Your spirit man. If the seed of the word of God remains in you, you cannot sin. That's what John said. 1 John 3:10. If his seed remains in you, you cannot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it caused me to prosper. But when I don't know this, I'm snared with the word of my mouth. And I wonder, what happened? What happened to me? What happened? What went wrong? I spoke the wrong words. And I left them out there too long. and they produced a crop and brought it back to me, and I didn't want it. But if I had a caught it and dug the seed up and didn't let it grow, then I wouldn't have to deal with it. But that's what didn't happen. But God said, your words will justify you. Your words will condemn you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you have how much? Good success. You have good success. You have good success in life. You have good success with your family. Have good success with your husband. Have good success with your wife. You have good success on your job. You have good success in your business. You have good success walking with God. You have good success praying and talking to the Father. You have a strong prayer life, and you have good success praying. You have good success speaking the word of God. You have good success leading people to Christ. You have good success ministering healing to those that are sick. Well, am I preaching or not? Hallelujah. Good success. And so he said, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Acts 17:11. See, you don't take my word. That's why you bring your Bible. That's why you bring your pad, whatever. That's why you bring your pencil. That's why you take notes. Hallelujah. It's not good enough just to read. And then you go, then some go and says, Reverend said, he said. No, you better say what God said and what I said. I'm repeating, and I'm going to be upfront with you. I'm repeating what he said, but sometimes I don't be accurate. But God is always. I'm shooting for it. Learning how to be more accurate. I'm more accurate today than I was yesterday. But God always on point. Hallelujah. He's always right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 17 and verse 11. Look what happened. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received what? The word. They received the word with all readiness of mind. And what happened? And searched the scripture every other month. Oh, daily? How often did they do it? They searched the scripture how often? Daily. For what reason? To find out whether those things were so. And you need to know for yourself. Don't go around saying what I said. You get to know and say, God said it. Then you're validated. I said, then you're validated. Because God will validate his word. I said, God will validate his word. So these people searched the scripture to find out if those things were so. Hallelujah. Because you know people can throw anything out there at you. And God said out of his own mouth, he said this in Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my word. Do what? Attend to who? My words, and incline thine ear to my sayings, and let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. Why? For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. My son, you tend to my word. You listen to what I have to say. Hallelujah.